We good to go?
Yep.
Turn me up on my headphones. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for April 25th, 2019. Beautiful day outside, although this is a podcast, so you could be listening when you want to be listening, and that could be nighttime or rainstorm or like 8 months from now if you're like in the archives and some next polar vortex and you're like, beautiful my ass. So just know when we recorded this, it's a beautiful day. How about that? Does that sound good? Get off my back, all right? Hush. Anyway, Justin Kaufman here. Remember, Extension 720 tonight, we're calling it, it's episode 10. Is this episode? It's episode 10. Who's going to save the world? It's not about Thanos. It's about environmental justice and saving our city. It's a good one. Pete and I hit up all sides of the city, and I think Pete even pet up a couple goats. And that's not a euphemism. That's real. They're goats. Bah. Anyway, listen, tonight, 7 to 10, or tomorrow, if for nothing else, the goats. Right. All right, let's get to the headlines. God, the story of the death of the five-year-old A.J. Friend from Crystal Lake just getting worse. The prosecutor has laid out some gruesome details. I don't even want to go into it. It's bleak. Unfortunately, this story has gotten national attention. Google News has it at the top of the national feed. My only takeaway is that I'm not sure why the national news media loves this kind of story. I get it. It's terrible. I get it. But why do child murders get pushed to the top of both the human editors list and the computer bot aggregate list? Right? There has to be a reason. It must be that we see this as one of the worst types of crimes imaginable, so we click through. Instead of turning away, we turn towards it. I don't know. I hate it. I want there to be justice for AJ, no doubt, and I want his murderers to rot in jail, but I'm not sure I need 24-hour round-the-clock news coverage on this, man. Anyway, maybe that's just me. I also don't care about Jussie Smollett, so... Moving on, ammonia spill on the North Shore sent people to the hospital. That stuff will kill you. Didn't we use that stuff to clean our counters at one time? Is that the same ammonia? Anyway, how are we having ammonia tractor spills in 2019? Nice work, tractor. At least the road they spilled on is clean, perhaps. Also, an accident closed the outbound Ike today. So if you're listening to this, well, chances are you're not on the outbound Ike, let's be honest. Is that some? Maybe it is. Maybe I should do some research. Maybe we have a lot of outbound Ike listeners. I didn't even think about that. And if that's the case, what's up with Elmhurst? Love this little nugget today. It said that the leaked info about the federal investigation to Governor Pritzker's toilets was politically motivated. Oh, big opponents of the graduated tax plan are being accused of leaking the details of the investigation to the press. Listen, I know that the investigation doesn't necessarily mean guilty, but it's not a good look to say that it's your opponent's fault for telling the world about a federal investigation, right? Telling us about the investigation is not as bad as the investigation. Man, Trump has done a doozy on the world we live in, hasn't he? Nothing is as it seems anymore. It's gone from fake news to fake outrage to fake reasons for telling us about investigations, which is also known by its Latin root name, politics. In sports, draft night, neon light. The NFL draft gets underway tonight. It's refreshing not to have to worry about draft night, right, Bears fans? It's kind of nice. It's a little unsettling the Bears don't have a pick in the first or second round, but remember Khalil Mack. That's all you got to say. If anyone ever says, well, the Bears, Khalil Mack. Shut your trap, Khalil Mack. So I'm cool. The question will be who the Bears pick tomorrow starting in the third round. Adam Hogue, great intel on his blog on WGNradio.com. He projects the Bears will go for a corner and a running back in the third and the fourth. He likes a kid out of Nebraska, faster Jordan Howard, and a corner from Houston that used to be a wide receiver. Okay. But I heard national media this week talking about the biggest thing for the Bears, Mitch Trubisky. Here we go again. One podcaster went as far as to say that the Bears got above average, not elite, but just above average results from the QB position in that playoff game against the Eagles. They would have won easily and probably went to the Super Bowl. You think about that, too. He wasn't that great. He was kind of C+. I guess we're so used to D-. Nobody cared. But he was C+ in that game. Imagine if we got, I don't know, B. A straight B. We'd be dancing in the streets right now. Or maybe not. Anyway, here we are. Talking about the quarterback. So Bears. So Bears. The Cubs are now two games back in the NL Central after beating the Dodgers again last night. Javi Baez and Jason Hayward. How about that? Boy, oh boy. They're balling. The only problem the Cardinals are, too, they're tearing through the hard part of their schedule right now. They played the Brewers like 40 times this year already. Cubs day game today. What's that? Wow. What an anomaly to have a day game. What's that going to feel like? The Sox lost a series to the Orioles, and they did it in dramatic fashion. I watched the game last night, and once again, it seems like the White Sox are delinquent in the clutch. several times in that game. They were unable to score runs with two outs. And they battled back in the ninth, too. They got a runner on third with one out, and they couldn't get the run home to tie. Same old story. The way you win in baseball, pretty simple. Two-out hitting and bullpens that can come through in tough situations and get a big out, right? Right now, the Sox have neither of those things. Golden State lost last night at home. Warriors, you would think that they would be out of the playoffs by reading all the memes today. They lost a playoff game. Who cares? They still lead the series 3-2. They head back to L.A., where they play the Clippers tomorrow night in Game 6, for which I'm sure the Warriors will win by 35. But we still have last night, guys. Ha, ha, ha. Never forget the Game 5 loss. It's so ridiculous. Finally, in devotion to accuracy, I erred in saying that the Capitals, Washington Capitals, were bounced from the Stanley Cup playoffs on Monday. Turns out, no, that was just Game 6. They were bounced last night. I just want to make that clear. My bad. Same result, but my bad. Hey, you know what? I'm all about the facts. I don't like to make mistakes. Frankly, I was predicting. Right, something like that. Anyway, whatever. All right, that's going to do it for Lower Wacker Live. I got a ton of work to do for Extension 720 tonight. I got to go feed the goats. What can I say? They love the Flaming Hot Cheetos from downstairs Mini Mart. It's really nice. Have a good one, guys.